The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. If you've never heard about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, it's pretty cool. We'll let you know I'm very biased, but we actually have a wall right now, and that wall lets us see, we believe at Greenwood Family Chiropractic that stories matter, and so oftentimes we'll have testimonies that call in, and sometimes the testimonies are just outrageous, right? Because those are the ones that we're like, oh my goodness. Like, for example, you know, we had a patient who had seen every single doctor, right? Multiple surgeries. They wanted to do an autopsy surgery to cut her open. She was going to be bedridden for 3 weeks with, you know, several kids at home, just trying to figure out what was going on. She had lost 20 pounds, couldn't stop vomiting after meals, right? Started getting adjusted, didn't change anything else, just literally followed what we do in the office and like stopped vomiting, was able to keep food down, put back on more weight, all these literally life transformed. And that's what we think about as like a testimony, because very candidly, it makes for a good story to tell. But what's so interesting, so we have a wall and it's full of empty slats and it's for people's stories. And so sometimes we've been talking to people and we said, hey, like, what are some changes that you've seen? And they're like, well, I mean, it's not like a big deal, but I sleep better. And I said, well, what are the things that you can do now because you sleep better? And one of the patients was like, I literally have more energy to do things throughout the day without having to like get up and begrudgingly have like a cup of coffee and try to like plan what I have to force myself to do. I get up and I have energy and I feel great. And it's literally restored a part of my life I didn't even realize was missing. And I'm like, how, right? Like that's an awesome story. Or I was talking to a gentleman who had come in who had chronic lower back pain, 10 plus years, had done all the things, stretching, PT, injections, you know, new mattress, right? Like all the things. Finally, came in, he's in his late 60s, early 70s. And I saw him the other day, I said, how are you doing? He said, you know, it's nice to say my back doesn't hurt anymore, but that really holds nothing to the fact that over these last several weeks, I've been able to get on the floor and play with my grandkids. And it's something that I've not done because it's caused me so much pain, I couldn't get up off the floor. And I'm like, how cool is that? You know, like, and so sometimes it doesn't seem like if we don't get off of 15 medications, if we don't lose 100 pounds, right? Those are the stories we love to hear because they are good stories and they're still individual stories. But what I think I realized over these last several weeks of just asking people in the office, like, hey, what's your story? Hey, what are some changes that you've seen? What are some differences that you've noticed, you know, like one guy's like, I can just run several miles without any joint pains. And he's like, being 55 when I play basketball with all the young kids, I don't want to be known as the old guy. He's like, and I can do it now and I can keep up with them. So you look at these things, and whether they be through changing nutrition or getting adjusted, doing home care, exercising, the big picture of all of them that it comes down to is that it changed their quality of life. And I really think that that speaks volumes, is that we don't, you know, just like anything, when life changes, we pick our heads up and realize like, oh my goodness, like maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was before. And sometimes we pick our heads up and say it was. And to be able to see, like, I've talked to a handful of people, and sometimes I ask them just like, what's your long-term health goal? And some people are like, if I feel like this at 45, what am I going to feel like at 50 or 55 if I do nothing? Or if I continue down the same path of just going and gaining weight and having more medication and having more symptoms and going through more surgeries, like, does that look like health for me in 5 or 10 years? So when people start to see this, they start to make those changes. And sometimes we catch them early and sometimes we don't catch them until later, you know, until everyone's path of healing and health look different. But the greatest part is that we get to be alongside of that for everyone. So no matter, so if you're in our office, which I know a lot of people are, look at those walls and look at those stories and let's figure out how do we continue those stories? How do we continue those? Or you know what the best for me is? The testimony that never happened, right? For me, the best testimony is the testimony that never happened, because someone said, hey, you know what? It doesn't really bother me. I can still do all of the things, but I'd rather take care of it now. And not the people who come in crying, they can barely move, right? They're having tons of problems. And we say, you know, if we would have saw you 20 years ago, what would your life look like now? And they would say 100% different. And so, that being said, I encourage you, if you are that person who has an ailment that is bothersome but is not inhibiting your ability to go on with everyday life, know this, that now is your time. That it is a big deal, even if it doesn't seem like it's a big deal. Any symptom is your body's warning sign. And the sooner we can get to the cause of problems, we start making changes. So that being said, today we're gonna talk about those itchy eyes, that runny nose, the tickly throat. Not COVID-related coughs. Everyone's dying. Look, I have this cough. I like, it sounds like seasonal allergies. Like, what are you? But before we get into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's Health in the News, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Today's Health in the News, we are talking about an article, Britain's urge to take vitamin D while sheltering inside during the pandemic. Guys, if you don't know this, I will speak it again. You should take vitamin D. So they go on to talk about how Britain's spending less time outdoors as a result of the coronavirus pandemic have been urged by Public Health England to take vitamin D supplements to protect their bones and muscle health. Vitamin D is made in the skin by the action of the sun. I don't love the verbiage on this article. Sure, she's a journalist. That's fine. UVB rays, which is from the sun, turns cholesterol into vitamin D. The UVB rays are typically absorbed from sunlight through the skin. Vitamin D is not actually made in the skin. That's inaccurate by the article, but whatever. Okay, so she was close, but not quite. I agree with a lot of the other things in the article. The health organization stressed there's no evidence to suggest vitamins can reduce the risk of catching COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, right? Which, of course, there's no evidence. How long have we had COVID-19 around? Like, do you think we've had enough time? I got... I don't really engage a whole lot on social media arguments. Though I did post some realistic stats that someone wasn't appreciative of. And she said, yeah, it was... Oh, that's what it was. I posted it. It was a CDC article that looked at research they had done from March 1st to March 30th in terms of numbers. And it was for every 100,000 diagnosis of coronavirus, they found only 4.6 of them were hospitalized. For every 100,000, only 4.6 were hospitalized. In comparison, the flu this year was like 6.4. The flu last year was 10, which I thought was interesting. She didn't like those statistics. And she said, yeah, but that's for 1 month. And in my mind, I was like, how many months statistics do you think there should be? Like, do you want January when there was zero testing and no one knew it was around? Like, anyways, so of course there's not a lot of evidence to support vitamins. They can't find anything to keep it at bay. Why would someone be studying vitamins right now? But here's what's really interesting. Guidance in the United States has not changed. The National Institute of Health recommends an average daily amount of vitamin D. That varies from 10 micrograms to 20 micrograms. Most, they're not in micrograms, they're in IUs. Good source, fatty fish, including salmon, sardines, eggs, or you could try to get a bunch of fortified food, which is ideally not the best, right, when you talk about fortification. Vitamin D is really important to protect your bones and muscle health. Consider taking a daily supplement containing 10 micrograms of vitamin D. I know that the average multivitamin has anywhere from 400 to 1,000 IUs. If you test to actually look at proper levels in terms of them to be able, because here's what's interesting, they say, hey, there's no research. But by the way, proper numbers at vitamin D, experts, research from Boston University talks about how vitamin D can actually regulate the production of a protein that selectively kills infectious agents, including bacteria and viruses, more specifically respiratory viruses. So, no, there's no research that says vitamin D at proper levels helps you fight coronavirus. But what there is research that shows that vitamin D at proper levels helps you fight respiratory infections. What's coronavirus again? Oh, okay. I hope you answered listening. Vitamin D helps regulate the amount of calcium and phosphate in the body, bones, teeth, muscles. A lack can lead to a deformity, such as rickets, bone conditioning like osteomalacia, osteopenia, osteoporosis. Right? So it's funny because they talk about vitamin D also alters the activity and number of white blood cells known as T2 killer lymphocytes, which can reduce the spread of bacteria and virus. Like, hi, if it did nothing, is there a downfall? No. So, and then the best way to get this is guess how? The sun. So that being said, now is the time to get outside. We were outside and it wasn't warm. It wasn't warm, but it was sunny. So t-shirts, rolled the pants up. I mean, hey, my little kids, I kept them without shoes. I mean, it's some exposed skin. They get a little bit more vitamin D. We'll consider it some grounding, right? Dirty, gosh, that boys with dirts, mud, germs, bacteria. Like, I want it all. So though we are all of these different, you know, inside, outside, you can safely be outside. And when you do it, let some skin be exposed so that you can get some vitamin D. Lots and lots of health benefits. Now, when we come back, you feel those extra sneezes, tickles in the nose and the back of the throat? It's likely seasonal allergies. I'll tell you more about how allergies work next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead. Just keep moving on. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that word in your heart. Yeah, we'll be alright. We got that. We got that. We got that. Yeah,
we'll be. Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, I was trying to figure out what to talk about today for the show, and I was chatting with some people in the office. And I asked him, I said, how was your weekend? She said, it was great. I went out for a run with my boyfriend and I, and the run was great. But when I got back, my eyes were watering and itchy. My hands were red and swollen. I was just really uncomfortable. And I think I realized that I might have allergies. And I said, okay, it sounds like it. And she's like, but I've never had this before. Okay, yeah. So let's talk. And I said, there's so much that we can do. And I thought, well, why not? I'm sure this is a lot of people who are in the same exact boat thinking, well, what can I do? And guess what? The great part is there's a lot of things that you can do. So let's first and foremost talk about what allergies are, because here's the thing. I was that person. So here's the big picture of things, is that I see people now creating allergies when, in the same regard, years and years ago, like, I was the kid who grew up with seasonal allergies. And I was like, well, I'm just going to have to live my life with allergies. And so throughout chiropractic school, learning more about the human body, how it works, how you heal, what allergy is, I started going through that. And when I was in North Carolina training in an office there, I remember looking outside, and in Wilmington, North Carolina, there's this time where everything is covered in this yellow dust, right? This yellow dust. Dusting, and it's like the Wild Wild West videos with tumbleweeds, but this is literally with pollen. And I remember thinking, I'm gonna die. there's no way I'll survive this. And I think that I had sneezed a couple extra times, like, let's throw in a dozen sneezes, and that was it. And I was like, oh wow, this whole like body healing part, we're kind of onto something. And so when you talk more about allergies, I do think it's important to realize that, yes, allergies are a real thing. There are a lot of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. Seasonal being, you know, obviously when the season. So for some people, it's cottonwood trees. Some people, it's ragweed. Others, it's grass, trees, flowers, pollen. So it's common. Symptoms that you'll see most common will be congestion, post-nasal drip, extra mucus, sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, scratchy throat, tickly, irritated ears, tired, irritability, low blood pressure, asthma, hives, asthma, middle ear infections, right? So, oh my gosh, if you've lived through this, like, you want to scratch your eyes out. I remember just eating carrots so that it could scratch the back of my throat more. Like, I wanted to itch inside of my ears. Like, ugh. But what's really interesting is what's actually happening to the human body when that happens. And that's where people know of allergies symptoms of allergies. It doesn't have to be that you had them as a kid and now you have them. Yes, you can be an adult and develop allergies as you grow older. So what are allergies? So an allergy in and of itself, whether it be a seasonal allergy, a bee sting, food allergy, is your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. So an allergy is the result of a hypersensitive immune system. Now, some people say, oh, well, you know what? Your immune system's just kind of confused. And that's where I would agree and disagree in the same regard. There's a reason why your immune system's confused. But if your immune system is properly functioning, is well-trained, and ready, it knows what it's doing, then it is ready for biological seasonal warfare. But the problem is if we're doing things that destroy our immune system, allergies is just one of the first symptoms that our body shows us that it's not functioning properly, right? And so what happens is, say we come into contact, and I'm going to make this as interesting. So if you know a lot about allergies and you're going to say, hey, you know what? You're not talking about B or T lymphocytes, and you're not getting into more depth about antigens and immunoglobulins, right? I know about them, fully aware. Also, I'm speaking to the masses, and this stuff can get super boring really fast. So let's just talk generally about what an allergy is. So what happens is if your body comes into contact with this harmless substance, right, whether it be foreign substance, your body says, hey, I know what to do. And so it says, let's try to guard our body against these foreign substances. So what they do is they produce extra lymphocytes, right? And so lymphocytes act like custom agents. Everywhere they go, they're busy checking the passport of every cell they encounter. So whenever they discover a cell that seems threatening, they immediately begin measures to be able to counteract that, right? Our body is really smart. And so when they come into contact with a particle or cell, that a surface marker with a foreign invader, they're like, ooh, well, this is foreign. And so it increases an antibody, an immunoglobulin that's IgE. IgE is for allergic reactions, right? And so then these IgEs go through the body and they attach themselves to other immune cells, mast cells and basal cells. And so this is what the mast cells are typically what have more of that histamine response. So a histamine is a chemical that's present in mast cells. And when it's released, it causes the symptom of allergies. That, my friends, is how allergies work, right? Way more complicated even than that, but that's kind of the base. So your immune system goes in, says, hey, it triggers these mast cells, MAST, mast cells, that contain histamines, and then it releases these histamines. And that's the histamine response is what gives you the symptom of allergies, itchy eyes, runny nose, which is then how we know when you talk about allergy medication being antihistamines, right? We want an opposite of the histamine response, how anti, against, right? So when we figure out as a whole what that looks like, we talk about antihistamines. So it's easy in the regard of if you have food allergies, we want to decrease that IgE response. Don't eat that food. Though there's, again, not a problem with the food. It's a problem with your immune system. Same thing, right? Same thing. But the harder part is to say, like, hey, if you know that A, B, and C foods are causing you these reactions, then on the flip side of things, what we have to look at as well is figuring out, okay, that's easy to say, don't put A, B, and C in your mouth. It's a little bit harder when you're allergic to ragweed or pollen to say, don't go outside ever, because we're living some of that craziness now and it's miserable, right? So figuring out then, okay, antihistamines. Well, what would be the problem? I don't know what else to do. All I'm going to do is take an antihistamine. Pet dander and dust is another one of them. Seems harmless. I had a patient who was like, hi, you know, I just have these terrible allergies and no one can figure out what the allergies are. Well, after some digging, you know, she says, well, I'm allergic to dogs. And I'm like, okay. Do you have a dog? And she says, well, yeah, but I love my dog. I would never get rid of my dog. And they're like, oh, no. Oh, buddy, you're going to keep having allergies, right? So, like, we know how to mitigate some, like, lessen some of that. Like, if you're allergic to dogs and you have a dog, you're probably going to have allergies. But then it's figuring out, like, why don't we just take some over the counter? And this is one where there are tons of health concerns that come with them. And some people know about them, some people don't. Oftentimes, when we go through and we see an over-the-counter, we think, well, if a doctor didn't have to prescribe it for us to have it, then it is safe in whatever regards or whatever amounts. They did research. This was published back in 2015. It was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. And what they did is they offered compelling evidence and a link between the long-term use of medications like Benadryl and dementia. Like, who wants to, in their old age, get dementia? So what they're finding is a lot of these different drugs block the action of acetylcholine. They're anticholinergic drugs. This substance transmits messages from the nervous system, acetylcholine. In the brain, acetylcholine is involved in learning and memory. In the rest of the body, it stimulates muscle contractions. So what they're finding is that some of these antihistamines, they'll use them to control overactive bladder, Parkinson's disease. But here's what the study found. They looked at 3,500 men and women aged 65 years of age and older in a long-term study conducted by the University of Washington and Group Health. They used pharmacy records to determine all of the drugs, both prescription and over-the-counter, that each participant took 10 years before starting the study. Participants' health was tracked for an average of 7 years. During that time, 800 volunteers developed dementia. Out of 3,500, 800 developed dementia. It's a very high number. When the research examined the use of these drugs, i.e. like Benadryl, they found that people who used the drugs were more likely to have developed dementia as those who didn't use them. Moreover, dementia risk increased along with the cumulative dose. So taking the anticholinergic for the equivalent of 3 years or more was associated with a 54% higher dementia risk than those taking the same dose for 3 months or less. So the study was first to include non-prescription drugs. So it's one that there are... when you talk about dementia, it's a huge, huge toll on your kidneys and liver, which is why anyone with kidney or liver problems are told that they cannot take them. My goodness, what else? Another study actually warns that taking antihistamines can cause or worsen depression and interfere with thinking and concentration. Some evidence also links them with an increased risk of glioma, the most common type of malignant brain tumor. That's according to Dr. Andrew Weil, MD. So we have to think. We just say, hey, it's over the counter. A doctor didn't give it to me. Not a big deal. And in reality, it is a big deal. So it's figuring out. Okay. So is there an alternative? And there are. There are natural things that you can do to increase your ability to be able to fight off those allergies short term, long term. We'll talk about both those next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes. Whatever it takes.
Itchy eyes, runny nose, extra sneezes. It's that time, seasonal allergies. Let's go through some helpful hints on what to do next. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. So what do you do, right? Like, I understand living it firsthand that it is so hard to live with allergies. It is not comfortable. It is all consuming. Believe me, I get it. It stinks. So what can we do from a natural perspective? And the first thing that we really have to hit on is because, yes, there are essential oils. Yes, there are supplements. We carry them in our office. It's called Dehist. I'll go through it. It's one of the best natural supports for nasal and sinus passageways. Like, it is awesome. It is so great for a natural antihistamine. But that being said, it doesn't get to why you're having these allergies. And that, I think, is the big picture of this, is figuring out why. Why do you have, why is it? Remember, let's bring you back. An allergy is your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. Very simple. So let's then get to why is your immune system, right? I was looking at some of these articles. And it was like, well, your immune system's just mixed up. It's just a little confused, right? Like, why? And if your immune system is attacking something as simple as ragweed or pollen, what else is it attacking that you haven't yet seen a symptom of or felt, right? Like, think about that. The big picture of things is allergies is your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. So why is your immune system just attacking these random things? And so part of it is figuring out, how do we continue to keep boosting the immune system? And part of that is through gut, right? When you talk about natural ways to help support, things you should avoid are things that disrupt the gut microbiome. Foods to avoid during allergy season: alcohol, conventional dairy, peanuts, artificial sweeteners, sugars, processed foods, caffeine, right? Like, those are things, wheat, bottled citrus juices. You want to get rid of the foods that are going to exacerbate gut dysbiosis. Majority of your immune system sits in your intestines, right? So when we want to say, well, how do I support the immune system? Let's start supporting the intestines. The first thing you have to do is start taking out those overall limiting foods that can worsen sensitivities for your allergy symptoms. Foods to increase during your allergy season. One thing that I like is raw local honey and or bee pollen. Bee pollen is just little granules. I do prefer local, right? If you're allergic to bees, I would not suggest doing this. I get that question often. But it can actually contain some of the local pollen, the local honey can. I like the pollen because it doesn't necessarily spike your blood sugar. You can just eat them by the handful. You can add them to your smoothies. You can sprinkle them on if you do like a kefir bowl, or, you know, like a yogurt bowl. Local, but it has to be local. You can get it at a lot of the health food stores. When you talk about excessive mucus, you can break up some of that mucus with some hot or spicy food. Now, when you talk about supporting the immune system, improving digestion, increasing energy levels. This is where we look at more probiotic-rich food. If you want to know more about probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes, you can check us out for our podcast, Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Right? We just talked a couple days ago about probiotics, prebiotic-rich food, kefir, sauerkraut, kombucha, yogurts, raw cheeses, bone broth. Bone broth can actually help ease respiratory symptoms and help expel excess nasal mucus, right? That's the craziest thing. I see all these posts about people, you know, some person on social media is like, well, I'm so sick. You know, I have the COVID, though she hadn't been tested, which it's fine. We can assume, but that's what it is. No more or less. It's an assumption. But then it was like, here's all my fast food that I'm eating. And I'm like, well, that's destroying your immune system. You know, it's like we have to eat food that nourishes these systems. These systems are working hard. Apple cider vinegar is another one to help nourish the immune system. Helps break up mucus, helps support lymphatic drainage, right? So gelatin, I make my kids gelatin probably every week or two, like every week, every other week. And it's very simple. I will use some fresh juice, like green juice, for example. They love green juice. Mix it with a little bit of gelatin, heat it up. It solidifies. You literally remember jigglers. You guys remember jigglers? It's that consistency. So it's easy for them to pick up and eat, but it's literally two ingredients. It's juice and Jell-O. Two ingredients is in the assumption that their juice is one of the ingredients. Yes, there's likely more than one ingredient in the juice, right? Green juice, apples, celery, whatever. But you get my point, right? Two main ingredients, juice. And they love, they really, really love if we do fresh squeezed apple juice or fresh squeezed orange juice with that. And it supports healing the intestines, right? So like, super awesome. And they can just pick it up. They think it's the greatest treat ever. And I'm like, done. You can have tons of it. Clean proteins, wild caught salmon, free range poultry, organic grass fed beef, omega-3s, essential minerals, all help with combating allergies during allergy season. Fresh vegetables. So Swiss chard is really high in quercetin. Cabbage, beets, carrots, yams, quercetin has been known, again, to help fight. So eat well, right? Like, how do you combat? And honestly, when I was in chiropractic school, I wasn't really eating the greatest. I had started making those changes, but really where I'd seen more was a year or two after I graduated, and that's where I noticed my seasonal allergies had diminished. I wasn't on Zyrtec D, eye drops, nasal spray, like you name it, I was on it. But the body is designed to heal when you address those. One thing that I do recommend in office for people, it's through Orthomolecular. We carry it in our office. It's called Dehist. It helps with clearing of the nasal passage, support immune balance in hypersensitive individuals. We have this for adults and kiddos, right? So I think that's really important. It basically has a blend of flavonoids, antioxidants, proteolytic enzymes, and botanicals designed to help provide support for seasonal allergies. Quercetin is one of them, right? We talked about quercetin. It's a strong antioxidant and has been shown to help support immune health by mediating the release of inflammatory compounds, right? In terms of stabilizing mast cells, right? We talked about mast cells, diminishing the release of histamines. So it's like a natural antihistamine. Stinging nettle leaf. I love stinging nettle. When you talk about stinging nettle for B vitamins, increase in iron, oxygenation in the blood, I'll do stinging nettle tea. This is actually in, it's not just a tea, but stinging nettle has been shown to balance immune system response, specifically in the airways and the nasal passages. So they found controls mast cells, degranulation, prostaglandin formation, and histamine action. Bromelain. Bromelain you will know from pineapple. It's a proteolytic enzyme that aids in the breakdown of large protein complexes and helps with the absorption of quercetin. So if you're taking quercetin, by itself, you want to make sure that's paired up with bromelain, because that can actually help with the absorption of that. N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, is an amino acid, huge important for increasing glutathione, which is the normal antioxidant of the body. It also helps reduce the viscosity of mucus, allowing for clearing of the airways and improved respiratory health. And then as well, vitamin C, right? It's an essential nutrient, cannot be synthesized by humans, and so it must be consumed in diet. It's an essential support for the immune system. And it's excreted rapidly, so you have to continue to keep taking it. Tons of immune system boosts. So wheat, gluten, soy, animal, dairy, free products, no shellfish, fish, peanuts, tree nuts, eggs, artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives. Dehist. So this has been one that it's hard for us to keep on the shelf in the office, just because as this continues, people really start to realize they want better support that isn't going to necessarily cross the blood-brain barrier, shut down your kidneys, and cause dementia in the long run. So there's ways to support your body systems. And that's ultimately our goal always at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is figuring out how we support the body's natural systems. We don't cure anything. We don't treat any organ system related. What we do is we just get down, remove interference, and allow for the body to heal and function, right? It's bringing some reason back to all of this and how we do it. So if you want to know more, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, just $25 if you want to reach out. Hopefully you got something. I know if it doesn't help you and you're not specifically dealing with these seasonal allergies, there's likely someone around you who is as well. So feel free to share this with them so that they can see a little bit of relief. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.